Pa.
Catch me lacking like you do. Caught on camera, but don't kill the mood. Hold it against me encourage me to feel self-righteous. Oh, I've been there too. Have you heard of the bird who don't fly? Because he needed time to get it right. Now he don't know he belongs in the sky, soaring high and feeling right. Now he looks stupid on his own two feet. Yeah, he looks so dumb when he spreads his wings. But yes, he's trying to be something. But it's an open season on the bird without wings. An open season on the bird without wings. But hold on one more minute. I felt my feet leave the ground. But hold on one more second, 'cause I bet I can make you proud. An open season on the bird without wings.
I usually carry one in my back pocket. Oh, you
I can't do it without a capo. You want to check the bag? Sorry. Oh, I wonder if there's a pill out there that won't make me shake, but keep me fair, 'cause I break. 'Cause if there was a magic pill that could keep me happy, keep me fulfilled, oh, I'd break. And I'm so sick of buying dopamine. I keep it close to me, I don't let it out of my sight. One more hit, I'll do it openly. I know it's killing me, but at least it makes me feel right, and at least it gets me high. So solve them, they might hurt, but at least it works. And they make it look so easy too, just don't look up. Side effects might include dying at 22. And I don't want my hands to
sometime when I need a break. All I want is a magic pill that'll keep me happy, keep me fulfilled.
Begin. You know, one of the very powerful thing about life sometimes is moments. Certain moments, as we were singing together, I was just thinking, Baruch Hashem, such a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to learn together, all of us, to try and understand ourselves, to try and grow, to try and be honest, to try and sort of look in the Torah, look within ourselves, to see the parshiyos. We just shifted from Bereishis, which is talking about Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov primarily. It teaches us Derech Eretz. It teaches us how to live. There are only three mitzvahs, according to the Chinuch, I think three. Only three mitzvahs in the entire Sefer Bereishis. And now we go on a new journey. And that journey is the journey that we're still on as collective and personal, which is Gullus. Gullus, as one of the tzaddikim says, the greatest gullus is the ani. What's in gullus? I am in gullus. The I, the me, as we speak over and over, and we can't speak enough about it. The connection with myself, the relationship, let me say it better, because the word connection is a little bit, could be cliche, but the relationship with myself, as one of the tzaddikim said, it's not about knowing God and believing in yourself. It's about believing in God and getting to know yourself. The Adam Yada Eschava Ishtoi means that Adam and Chava had the ultimate relationship. What does that mean? They knew each other. They knew each other. You get to know yourself. You get to understand yourself. A lot of times we're trying to switch over, like we spoke a little bit yesterday, right? That we're always trying to move on. We're always trying to change. We're always trying to be different, as opposed to learning to dig in and learning to, right? What's the best relationship you could have in Mirat Hashem? One of the best things a very good thing to think about how to relate to yourself. How to relate to yourself more. And you know what? I'm taking Avrami, I hope it's okay, Avrami Hoshander, who I love so much. And I love, I said this about Zach and many others here, Baruch Hashem. So Avrami, I'm saying this as a compliment. Avrami tells me open, straight. And he told me yesterday, he gave me a good musr, and I loved it. Because we were talking about how you gotta, well, let me do the Johnny, and then I'll get to this. Remind me to get back on this, because Johnny's a riot to yesterday's shir. Why is, as I was eating the noodles today, right? And I didn't finish. Thank you, Yosef. I think there's double. I got a little busy. I momish was sitting there, and I said to myself, this is my kasha. I said, I don't understand. Last week, the noodles were incredible. They were incredible. The week before, the noodles were incredible. The week before, I always tell Johnny, I'm like, Johnny, I think the first week, I'm like, Johnny, that's what they're called, Johnny's noodles? Is that what they're called? What? Johnny Alavatka? Okay, Johnny Alavatka, and I'm like, the noodles, Alavatka, it's easier to say Johnny's noodles, but okay. Johnny Alavatka, I'm like, these are awesome. So I had a kasha this week. If last week they were awesome, then how come this week they're better than last week? How could that be? So I said that's what we said yesterday in shir. People think you have to make bad noodles in order to have awesome noodles the next week. Johnny's Alavatka noodles is a raya that you can make incredible noodles last week, and then the following week you'll make even better noodles. So thank you, Johnny. I think it's a good raya. Good raya, you agree? What? So thank you, Johnny. Thank you. As Johnny told me, I think the first week here, this year, it could be you told it to me 10 years ago also, Johnny, but I don't know if I had the das to internalize it. Just because you're close to Hashem doesn't mean you can't get closer. Just because you're close, am I saying it right, Johnny? Just because you're close to somebody doesn't mean you can't get closer. Getting closer to somebody, this is so deep, doesn't mean that you're far from them. Oh, I want to get close to Hashem. That means I'm far from Hashem? No. I'm so close to Hashem, but I want to get even closer. I'm so close with myself. I love myself, whatever that means, not for now. I love myself, but I want to love myself more. I know myself. We all know ourselves. I want to get to know myself better. And Mirtz Hashem, you'll see when you get married. Bli Ayin Hara, Bli Ayin Hara, Bli Ayin Hara. I'm married for a pretty long time, Baruch Hashem, Kein Yirbu, right? For over 30 years. And I feel close with my wife, but I want to get closer. I feel close with my family. I want to get closer. I love getting closer. That's what it's about. Back to Avrami, I didn't forget. So Avrami gave me great musr yesterday. I loved it. Because usually I say, I try to, right? What's the line? The line is you practice what you preach, right? You practice what you preach. You try and practice what you preach. So you say something, at least try and do what you say. I say I try and preach what I practice, which we're going to talk about in this parsha a little bit. I try and do already what I'm saying. I don't want to just say something. And Avrami called me out yesterday. Sorry, I said it a few times because it was very good. I loved it. I loved it. It hurt, but I loved it. Because it shows how close we are, Avrami, and how awesome Avrami is to be honest. And he says, you said to accept yourself, and we have to accept everything, but do you really accept yourself? And I was like, you got me. You're right, 100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. 100%. I agree, so I have to admit that I sometimes also try to practice what I preach, and it's hard for me to admit that, to say that, yes, I don't think that I'm perfect. I think I'm far from perfect. I have to work on that to feel that I'm perfectly imperfect, because nobody's perfect. You're perfectly imperfect. And the pshat is, I think, and I'll end off with this, is really a hakdama to gullus and getting out of gullus, is that we need each other. How come I see in myself my imperfections, but I could see in you your beauty? And why is it the opposite sometimes? As we say to the entrance, it's going to take some time, so I would wait, please, if you don't mind. The to the entrance to the Beis Medrash, it says, Kol ha-poisel b'mumay poisel, which means what? If you see negative in somebody, it means, oh boy, do you have that negativity in yourself. Exactly what that exact thing is, that's a good question. What exactly is it? But you see in that guy negative things, you see in that guy terrible thing, it has nothing to do with them. I know it's hard to hear. It's all a sign from Hashem that you have that very thing. That's what it means. Kol ha-poisel b'mumay poisel. It's a Gemara. Exactly what you think is that problem with your whoever it might be. I know it's tough. It could trigger. I know. It could trigger somebody like crazy to hear that. How could it be? But I'm sorry to say, Avi, I love you and I love everyone here dearly. I trust the Gemara more than I trust anything else. I trust the Torah. The Torah is emes. So if the Torah says it, good. That's a good question. I could break it down with you. It's not for now. But basically, in psychology, lahavdil, they call it projection. Projection. What you see in someone else means you have it. So it goes with good also. Sometimes when you're jealous of someone and you're like, that guy is so awesome, you know what that means? It means, boy, are you so awesome. That guy is so incredible. You know what that means? Oh boy, are you so incredible. And I might get even more kickback on that than call a poisel b'muma poisel. You know why? Because I don't want to see that in myself, but I could see it in you, right? Akiva Norman's here. I love this guy. You ever watch? He's inspiring. You're an inspiration. See, he doesn't know that. He doesn't know that. Come to shear for me. Don't come for you. Come to inspire me. That's the joke, right? What does it say? The guest does more for the host than the host does for the guest. The poor man, so to speak, does more for the guy who's right. You got it. This is going to happen to everybody here, right? Hopefully Mashiach will come, so I don't know how that works when Mashiach comes with poor people in this, but you're going to be at your supper table. It's never a good time to have a knock on the door and someone asking for money. One of the biggest mussers, and I don't like this test, I don't like the test, because when I go home sometimes and it's busy, if I go home sometimes in the middle, it's just busy, I don't get so much time to spend with my family, I'm there, and then someone knocks on my door, they need something. They say it's the biggest rachamim, that from Shemayim you need rachamim. Rachamim means mercy. Hashem, you need mercy. So what did Hashem do? Hashem put this guy there so you could have mercy on him. And by you having mercy on him, that brings out mercy on you. So you don't like that guy. I don't want to help that guy. But Hashem knows that you need help. So he puts someone there who you have to help. And by you helping that person, what goes around comes around. When you do chesed lemata, there's chesed lemala. How did we get out of gullus? How do we get out of gullus? What is gullus? Gullus is I'm stuck. Gullus is not about Mitzrayim. I don't know, it says, anybody here been to, maybe you don't have to raise your hand, been to Egypt, that you left Egypt? Okay. Shkoyach. How many people left Egypt? Nobody here left Egypt. Nobody here went to Egypt. And all we talk about all day is what? Yetzias Mitzrayim. We left Egypt. I didn't leave Egypt. I never went to Egypt. I left Egypt. Who's in Egypt? Who's leaving Egypt? That's what I'm learning now. This is what we're spending our time. In 2000, I think this is the first time I'm saying it. In 2026, we're 2026. That in 2026, we're talking about leaving Egypt? I mean, come on, give me a break. What's the pshat? You know what the pshat is? What is the word Egypt? How do you say it in Hebrew? Mitzrayim, a meitzar. What's a meitzar? You know what a meitzar is? Meitzar is stuck, constricted. You know, they didn't let anyone out of Mitzrayim. You know that. They didn't let anybody out of Mitzrayim. No one left. Good. They got killed. No one left Mitzrayim. No one was ever able to leave Mitzrayim. They were stuck. That's called Yetzias Mitzrayim. We now are tapping in each and every one of you, I can't tell you how inspired, this is a side note, but I have to say it. I can't tell you how inspired I am by this yeshiva, by each and every one of you. I am so inspired that it's the beginning of January. It's the beginning of January, and the movement and the beauty and the aliveness, b'li ayin hara, the life that's going on of this one doing this and this one doing that. I was walking around with someone for the moshav because of the by the way, just to say, b'li ayin hara, don't worry about of the tractors and that. We're good over here. Don't worry, it's all taken care of. Hashem took care of it. Don't worry about any tractors messing anything up. We're here, Baruch Hashem, we're good. So I walked around with someone from the Moshav, and we were walking around, and I was zoiche to see, I think you were there, just to see Shlomo Rosenthal, just to watch Shlomo Rosenthal. You were across the street with Rabbi Erbla, Rabbi Tzal, right? I saw two holy Yidden, Shlomo Rosenthal and Rabbi Cohn, Rabbi Tzal, sit walking across, right? And then I walked into the game room. I felt bad in the game. I don't know what was going on over there. Anybody was there? What was going on? I was like, let me show you the game room. And then I'm like, okay, there are guys crowding around. And Rabbi Race did the story last night. So it wasn't Rabbi Race there doing a story. I'm like, what is going on? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a whole group of Chevra doing breath work. Then I'm like, who's doing breath work? Like, what yeshiva? What? And then you walk to the Beis Medrash, and you see the tzaddikim, you see Rabbi Schick. I mean, where's Rabbi Schick? You're walking around. You walk. I'm walking around the places. You walk in, you go into the gym. You got the Chevra working in. I got to change. By the way, Bli Nether, I'm changing the sign that working in is not. It's true that working in is harder than working out, but I'm changing it. Shlomo Deitch, my nephew, will be very happy because he tied it on me. He's a big workout guy and a big work-in guy because anybody who's working out is also working in. So I'm that's what I'm changing it to. I'm not sure what I'm changing it to, but Bli Nether, I'm getting that off because I'm happy. It is true, working in is hard because I made that up. That was a matana from Binyamin Berkowitz. Anyone who knows Berko, massive, big guy, strong guy, and he works in also, and I'm like, you know, one of these guys, you know, like walks around like that, and I'm like, yeah, but he works in. So it is true that working in is also very hard, like working out is also, but anyway. Okay, where was I? Sorry, I lost it. Oh, so I'm walking around with this guy. What was I saying? I forgot what I was saying. The amount of action that is going on in this yeshiva, the amount of trying to be honest with oneself, trying to be true to yourself, trying to be honest with yourself, trying to learn yourself. That's how you get out of gullus. Gullus means the ani is in gullus. The Gemara says, anyone who builds the Beis HaMikdash, anyone who has das, is ki'ilu nivna Beis HaMikdash b'yamav. You hear what that means? It means that there could be a person who is not in gullus. Now, in 2026, you could have a person who is in geula. How could that be? I'm connected to myself. I'm true to myself. Authentic, sustainable. I can't say it enough. Write it down. Memorize it. It's so, so important. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from your connection to reality. I'm going to say it again. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes when you're connected to reality, and that reality could stink. That's the godless. That reality could stink. It could be terrible, your reality. Your reality could be very, very, very dark. But I'm true to myself, and I'm true to who I am. And we had last night, we were learning, just by the way, I am giving a plug for the after nights, yeah, I am. For the after Mariv, we've done 6 minutes, 7 minutes will change your life. I'm guaranteeing you, change your life. Change your life 8 minutes after Marv. Less than, you know what, I'll do it if the more Chevra comes, I'll do it even less time. 7 minutes at 10:15. 8 minutes higher. Less than 10 minutes. Why am I saying that? I'm going to end off with this. Or I'll continue with this. Wow, time flies. This is from the Reuven Yonah and Momo's Alta Zeda from Rav Rudiman. I saw this from Rabbi Fran. I'm not sure exactly. I think this is his pshat. Ready for this? I'm going to end off with this. How do we get a geula? I'm not sure I'm going to say it 100%. The point, hopefully I say it right. Like this. How does a person get out of gullus? How do you get unstuck? A lot of times people think the way to get unstuck is by doing these massive things. I gotta go to rehab. I gotta change my whole life. Cold turkey. I gotta do all these drastic things. I think the Torah tells us not like that. What does the Torah tell us? Listen to what it says. It says, and we all know this from growing up. Who was Shifra and Pua? According to Machlekes. But according to Rashi, Chazal learn, who was Shifra and Pua? Yocheved and Miriam. Why were they called Shifra and Pua? You remember this? Why would tell us, Yaakov? Because what did they do? So Pua, Rashi says, what? I don't know which one's which. Right, Pua, well, she would talk. She would talk. Where is it? She would talk and go, right? Could you imagine? This is the gula. This is the gula. What are you doing? Coochie, coochie, wow, 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 come on. Oh, cutie pie, cutie pie. Cutie pie, cutie pie. Or straining out the baby. Like, that's why they're called, that's what the Torah is teaching me. The Torah is teaching me. You guys want to hear this? You know what the Torah is teaching you? You know what the Torah is teaching you? You want to be a good husband? You want greatness? Tell your wife, good morning. Tell your wife, I love you. Do something simple. Go over to a little kid and say, hey, how you doing, cutie pie? How you doing? Do a shifra and poo to the kid. How you doing? Go, you're cutie, cutie, cutie. We think to get out of gullus. To get out of gullus, I got to do these incredible things. I got to do these awesome things. The Torah calls us, this is from the Alta Zeda. The Torah calls Shifram Pua al shame that they were making little cute faces to the babies. Helping give life. You know what it is when I say, Bli Nether, I try and do this. When I see one of the Goyim who are working, blah, blah, how are you? I don't know what language, whether they speak Hebrew, English, I have no idea. But I'll say, hi, thank you, how are you, how you doing? I feel, I don't know if they know, you know, who I am or what I do here or whatever it is, but they like get so excited. You give someone a little bit of tension. How did Yosef get out of jail? Anyone know how Yosef got out of jail? What was the first move that Yosef did to get out of jail? What did he do? He saw that the faces were down. And what did he say? He says, why are you down? How can I make your life a little bit better? That was his ticket. That was his ticket. That was his ticket. You go over to somebody, you go to yourself, and you do a little tiny thing. You do a little tiny thing. A little small thing. You say thank you. You tell someone something. You tell to your wife. You tell to your children. You tell to yourself and start with yourself. Start with yourself. Start with yourself. You know why you start with yourself? You know why you start with yourself? The reason you start with yourself is because you're going to overflow to the people closest to you. The people closest to you, and I say this, and I can't say this enough times and enough times, but my roommate, I don't love. But my wife and my children, I'm going to love. So my roommate, I could act a certain way. But my wife and my children, who I love, I will never act that way. Wrong. Why? Because when you love someone, and the closer they are to you, the more you're going to hurt them. So if you're hurting your roommate, sorry. Now, I'm not saying, therefore, you're not going to hurt your family and people closest to you. But the awareness the awareness that the little thing to tell your roommate to open up and to say thank you, to apologize. You know how hard it is to apologize? You know how hard it is to apologize? You know how hard it is to say one little tiny word? That's how you get out of Mitzrayim. That's how you get out of Gullus. That's how you get out of your problems. Yes, sometimes it's important to have a therapist. Yes, sometimes, yes, it applies. What do you mean?
I'm saying working out or eating healthy, like slow. Should I take it slow? Should I just go on
that? So first of all, I don't like should. I don't know if you know that, right? But I just want to say, Avi, I just want, first of all, Avi Friedman, everybody. You know who's another guy? You know who's another guy who I like a lot, who I think is awesome, and he's got so much power. He's got so much. They call him Jojo. What do they call him? Yosef Englander. I like that guy. Yeah. Not to avoid Avi's question, I just want to say one thing and we'll end off with this. Ask yourself, Ari Amirat Hashem will be Zoicha to have Ari say over the Shir himself. But we learned together, and I said, Ari, I want you to give it over, to say it over. We can't say enough. Yes, Ari Garfield, yes. We can't say it enough. And Ari, if I don't say it properly, you'll let me know. I can't say it enough. That the more we learn to have connection with ourselves and connection and relationships, this you can underline, are slow. Avi, you here? Connections and relationships are slow. If I've tried something and I keep on failing, maybe I'm going too fast and I'm forgetting about my relationship with myself or with whatever that thing is. Maybe I'm forgetting that. Maybe I'm forgetting the fact that it's a relationship. It's a relationship that I'm building with myself. And the reason I'm doing the stupid things that I'm doing is only because I have not developed the relationship with myself or with people the way I probably need to do that. And that happens slowly. So I don't know if I can answer your question, Avi, but I could say once I realize that it happens slow, then it might happen quicker than you think. I know that's like a paradox, but it's true. When you go slow, with people, slow is fast, and fast is slow. With people and relationships, fast is slow, and slow is fast. Shem should help us all get out of Gullus. Shem should help each and every one of us continue to light up today, tomorrow with today. Happy birthday, Reb Zev. What am I saying? Closes, I know. We got to get back to it. Shkoch. I know. Reb Zev. Happy birthday, Reb Zev. Shkoch, everybody.